Just a quick announcement. If you have any questions, be sure to message me through Anchor FM. That's what I'm using to post my podcast on. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hello and welcome to Tech Stuff. This is your host, Hydro K. In this podcast, we'll be talking about the Tesla's design of the Tesla truck and a new YouTube channel that we have created. But wait, NordVPN confirms it was hacked. Up next on Tech Stuff. Hello and welcome to Tech Stuff. Alright, so in this podcast, we'll be talking about the Tesla truck. Alright, so Tesla, they have said that they're going to release a truck. I believe they said 2024. But in 2021, they're coming out with a new Roadster. The truck is like a pickup. So the Tesla truck, we'll just show you it on our YouTube channel. By the way, we made a YouTube channel. Instead of calling it Hydro Squad Animations, we have deleted that YouTube channel and we called it Tech Stuff. This is our YouTube channel of Tech Stuff Podcast. This is what you're listening to. We'll be making the YouTube videos about it. So let's get into... NordVPN confirms it was hacked. NordVPN is a private network provider that promises to protect your online privacy. It has confirmed it was hacked. The administration comes following rumors that the company had been breached. It first emerged that NordVPN had an expired international private key exposed, potentially allowing anyone to spin out their own servers emitting NordVPN. VPN providers are increasingly popular, as they ostensibly provide privacy from your internet provider and visiting sites about your internet browsing traffic. Well, I met up with a guy that works at Microsoft, and I asked him about this. So, I asked him, do VPNs actually work? He said, no, not really. And NordVPN, they got hacked. And I was like, everyone on YouTube is saying, wow, NordVPN is sponsoring this video. Well, now that they got hacked, are they going to go out of business? Are they going to stop being a VPN? Are they going to get destroyed? Will people finally start realizing that VPN actually doesn't do much? He also says, that's why journalists and activists often use these service, particularly when they're working in hostile states. Well, like I said, he said that they don't work. They're just an app that potentially could steal any of your information. This provides channel all your internet traffic through an encrypted pipe. Okay, making it more difficult for anyone on the internet to see which sites you are visiting or which apps you are using, but it said makes it more difficult. So they could still do it really easy. Just not as hard as saying, oh, let's get on Hydrocase computer. Types it in, gets on it. So I guess it makes it a little bit harder. Often that means displaying your browser history from your internet provider to your VPN provider. That's left many providers open to security, as often as it's not clear if each provider is logging every site a user visits. For its part, NordVPN has claimed a zero logs policy. We do not track, collect, or share your private data, the company says. But the breach is likely to cause alarm that hackers may have been in a position to access some user data. NordVPN and TechCrunch that one of its data centers was accessed in March 2018. One of the data centers in Finland were renting our services from the access with no authorization, said NordVPN spokesperson Laura Terrell. The attacker gained access to the server, which had been active for about a month, by exploiting in an insecure remote management system left by the data center provider. NordVPN said it was unaware that such a system existed. NordVPN did not name the data center provider. Well, let's look into this. HBO's and former CEO said to be in talks with Apple TV for an exclusive production deal. The man who oversaw the creation of some of HBO's most highly praised persons TV could soon be making shows on Apple TV Plus. Wow, this is a lot of news for you guys. I think there might be something else. Let me see. The top 10 apps. Okay, so according to NatSolutions.com, the top 10 most popular apps are, let's see if you guessed it. Uber, Instagram, Airbnb, a booking app, Airbnb is a booking app to plan your holidays. Netflix, Amazon, YouTube, Dropbox, Spotify, Seamless, Pocket. And that's it. Thank you for listening into this podcast. Hope you enjoy. See you guys later. Bye-bye.